Hi, it's Patrick here. And in Scotland, there's a big referendum coming up this September. Should Scotland go it alone, break off from Britain, become an independent nation? Now, the Yes campaign, that's the side for Scottish independence. It appears to have more energy on its side. But the No side, those voting to stay in Britain, well, they're still ahead in the polls. In Glasgow, there's a young woman who's making some waves by embodying both sides, so to speak. A bit Jekyll and Hyde-ish. Reporting from Glasgow is Corey Princell.
If there's an ordinary, respectable character in this tale, it's Dr. Zara Gladman. She's in her late 20s, she recently got her PhD, and she now works doing outreach for an annual science festival in Glasgow. Zara is going to vote yes in the independence referendum because of some of the things she really cares about.
Things like care for the elderly and prioritizing free education are important to me.
For her, independence would give Scotland the chance to become great. But Dr. Zara Gladman has another side, an outrageous other side. Lady Alba.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Calling a bad romance. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, 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 Coney, no, 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 I'm voting no.
Lady Alba crashed into Scotland with this video, which went viral. It's as if Lady Gaga had taken a sudden interest in the Scottish referendum.
I want your weapons, I want student fees, I want a country run by Tory MPs, I'm voting no, no, no.
Like Gaga, Lady Alba has crazy makeup and soda cans rolled into her platinum blonde hair, though hers are cans of Iron Brew, Scotland's iconic orange soda. Her name, Alba, is the Gaelic word for Scotland. But despite these signs of Scottish pride, Lady Alba just can't see herself leaving Britain. She just really likes things the way they are. When it first came out, the video was something of a mystery. The backup dancers wore paper face masks of politicians, and Lady Alba's real face was hidden by all that makeup. But there was, of course, someone who knew what was going on here. Dr. Zara Gladman.
I'm just trying to poke fun at how I just think some of the arguments against independence are so ludicrous.
It started with the Lady Gaga song. Zara thought it would be perfect as a parody. She rewrote the lyrics, came up with the costumes, and filmed at famous spots around the UK, like Edinburgh Castle. Then she put the whole thing up on YouTube.
Then me and my flatmate and my friend were just crowded around the computer refreshing and looking at the hits go up. It was just, we're all very excited.
Lady Alba soon needed a Facebook page to manage all her fans. She does media interviews, and she always sticks to her message.
Yeah, my message is just to vote no, because why would you vote yes?
The humour started to catch the attention of established comedians. Kier McAllister is one of those who saw Zara's video.
First of all, it's very Scottish. It's a very Scottish sense of humour. And Scottish people, when we always laugh at ourselves when we kind of downscale things. And it's just a really clever piece of satire.
On this evening, Lady Alba is performing at the Stand Comedy Club in Glasgow. The whole show is about the independence debate, and it's sold out. As I chat with people in the audience, I have no trouble finding almost as many who are planning to vote no as those planning to vote yes. There are divisions within families. But as Lady Alba comes out on stage at the end of the night, wrapped in a Scottish flag, they're all laughing. And it's easy to see how Scotland will still be Scotland, no matter what happens in the referendum. As for Zara Gladman, well, I did wonder, all this time she's been spending as Lady Alba, is it having any effect? Zara says no.
I don't have any kind of weird conflict going on in my head, like, oh, maybe she's right. I just kind of try and put on a character and that's it.
This week, she's been at it again. There's a new Lady Alba video out, and it's quite a bit different from the first. But Zara hopes it will be just as effective.
So I think that's the power of comedy, like dispelling apathy and getting people thinking. It doesn't need to be all slapstick. It can get people engaged.
For the World, I'm Corey Princell.
Okay, a little bit more on the language side to this story. And Lady Alba, even though she's pro-British, she's got a stronger Glaswegian accent than her creator does, Zara Gladman. Corey Princell asked Zara about that, and a little pre-translation here. The word naff in British English means cheesy. Here's Zara.
I actually, when I first recorded the song, I tried just singing it in a kind of, you know, serious singing voice, and it just sounded a bit naff. It sounded like me trying to be a pop star, and I thought, well, if I just sing it in my accent, it's more natural, and it's probably more fun as well, and a bit more humorous, so that's why I chose to do it in my usual accent.
But you do kind of lay it on.
I do lay it on thick, yeah, that's just, I guess that's just for comedic effect. Yeah, it just works better with, you know, if I'm saying no, like, it works better if it's in a strong Ouija accent, so that's why I laid it on. But there's subtitles available on the YouTube video. You just need to click underneath the player and it'll put subtitles on if you are struggling.
You said Ouija, that's...
Ouija is a colloquial term for Glaswegian, so the notoriously difficult to understand Glaswegian accent, but I don't think mine's that strong, but Lady Alba's is.
Yep, her accent is strong, but not the strongest I've heard. Then again, I grew up in Britain, so my ear is somewhat attuned to the Glaswegian accent. One little pronunciation thing that came up in Corey's conversation with Zara that I wasn't aware of at all. In Gaelic, that's, you know, the ancient Scottish Gaelic language, you don't say Alba, you say, well, let's have Zara explain that one. She caught herself here mid-sentence.
Who knows what will happen for Lady Alba? Or Alapa, sorry. Apparently, the Gaelic Alba is Alapa, so I've been told off before for saying Alba. So there you go, Lady Alapa.
We have photos of Zara Gladman and Lady Alba / Alapa. Those are at pri.org/language. You can also see the video that put Lady Alba on the map. And here's a taste of the second video, the new one. It's called Nuclear Love. I think you'll recognize the tune.
And the town where I was born left some weapons beside the sea. I was told about their life.
See you on Facebook at the World in Words page, or on Twitter where I tweet as Patrick Cox, PatriCox. More soon.
Yellow nuclear power ballistic missile submarine. Yellow nuclear power ballistic missile submarine. Yellow nuclear power ballistic missile submarine. We all live in a yellow nuclear power ballistic missile submarine. Yellow nuclear power ballistic missile submarine. Yellow nuclear power ballistic missile submarine. It's gonna cost a bob or two to buy new missiles for me and you. You can't afford to feed the winds, but they're priority.